Say to all those who have participated in our services already. And we're glad that you could be here today to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Glad to see our son Tim here, along with all the others that are visiting here today. Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Boy, what a great time it is of the year. Be able to get with your friends, your neighbors, and especially your family to eat a lot of turkey, hopefully. And just simply enjoy the wonderful blessings that flow from the God in heaven above. The early settlers had plenty of waterfowl, we're told, many turkeys, much venison, lots of fish like cod and bass and Indian corn from which they made meal. They wrote back to England of how prosperous this new land was. And surely, now I guess we're having trouble with this. There it goes. Later in 1623, they were in a drought and they prayed for rain. They received one and they established a true Thanksgiving Day. By 1700s, almost every colony had established the Thanksgiving Day to celebrate God's manifold blessings. A special day to give thanks to God. Surely, as we look at the Word of the Lord and we find how that God wants us to give thanks unto Him, it is a North American holiday. It started as a form of harvest festival. First recorded was in San Augustine, Florida, September the 8th, 1565, according to history. And its best known recorded event was at Plymouth Plantation in 1621, celebrated on the second Monday in October in Canada and the fourth Thursday in the United States of America. I like this one. You always see this thing about the chicken and the bull, you know, the cattle and all, beef. And this one here had eat beef. Well, I'm going to eat turkey myself. I don't know about it. We had a funeral over in Gadsden Friday. My granddaughter's great-grandmother passed away. And on the way back, we passed by a farmhouse. And it had a tin sign out there in front of the farmhouse, hens on vacation. I know why they were on vacation, because when you can buy their eggs for 17 cents a dozen at Aldi, boy, who in the world would want to have eggs anyway? I cannot believe that I got to buy some eggs for 17 cents a dozen. Anyway, I want to talk to you today about being thankful. Oh, yes. So great importance. In Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. God says, giving thanks to God and the Father through Him, through Jesus Christ. In Psalms 100 and verse 4, we just had read for us, and Braden did a good job. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise, and be thankful unto Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Why? Why give thanks to God? Well, answer, James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And don't forget all the benefits that we have from God. In Psalms 103 and verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Just look at the benefits that we have. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, has He? Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Do you hear? Are you listening? Look at the benefits. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we're dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord, benefit after benefit, is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord. Why? We just cannot exhaust the benefits. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken to the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all of his works in all places over his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Today, we've gathered to give thanks to God. And oh, at the many blessings, we've chosen to serve God. Glad you're here. Glad you're here so God can hear and see your worship. We've chosen God. Joshua did. He told his people, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joseph did. God had instilled in Joseph that when he was tempted, he said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God? Genesis 39, verse 9. Jonah did. After he was in the belly of the whale, Jonah 2, verse 9. And above all, Jesus did. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9, though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things that he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Yes, we choose the joy that comes from serving God. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, give thanks. Give thanks with a heart that's filled with gratitude. I heard a preacher say, you cannot, when you have your heart filled with gratitude, but help change your attitude. Attitude is changed by what? By being grateful. Grateful to God. Listen to these verses. Colossians 3, 15 and 16. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. A people that are what? Filled with thanksgiving. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. God's looking for a heart of thanksgiving. He's looking for us to make sure in Psalms chapter 9 and verse 1, I will praise Thee, O Lord, and I'll praise Thee with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. Ah, yes. Giving thanks unto God for all the great things that have been done for Him. I heard of a story, and I want to read it to you. He said, today we live in a lower middle class neighborhood. My wife was just diagnosed with breast cancer. So my 14-year-old son decided he wanted to raise money to help pay for some of our miscellaneous medical expenses. His idea was to go door-to-door around the neighborhood with battery-operated hair clippers and let the people shave a part of his head for a small donation for their choosing. He asked his folks, you think I'll get $100? That was his gold. And he said, I told him not to get his hopes up, the folks told him. He came back home after going around totally bald. One way to get a haircut, didn't it? And guess how much money it raised? $1,223. And he said two people gave him $100 bills. Here's a young boy. Wanted to do something for his mama. Who they had all these expenses because of the sickness and the illness. Being thankful. I have been a counselor, this one fellow said, for foster care children for almost 15 years. Used to know a lady up in Shelbyville, Tennessee, who took care of children like that. This afternoon I ran into one of my previous foster children that I hadn't seen over 5 years. About 10 years ago on a day, he was really upset and mad at life. I drew him a sketch of a superhero and wrote him a note on an index card about how he is a superhero and that superheroes always rise up and win in the end. A card. You're a superhero, boy. Isn't that great? I saw him today as I walked past the local fire station. He's grown up now. He's now a firefighter. He recognized me. Naturally, he ran over there and came up to me. And he said, we talked for about a half hour or so. And before we parted ways, he went into his wallet and he pulled out a card. That card, the index card that I made for him when he was just a kid. That card that said, you're a superhero. They will not forget it. Thanksgiving. Surely when we come before God, look at the cards that we can be carrying around from the Scriptures by knowing that we are children of God and the great blessings that we have. In Psalm 69 and verse 30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Psalms 95, verse 2. And listen over and over and over in Jonah 2, verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto Thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay Thou Thy vow. Salvation is of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for Your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11, being enriched in everything through all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Just blessing after blessing after blessing. Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Why? In Colossians 2, verse 2, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And then in Colossians 4, verse 2, continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving over and over and over. 1 Timothy 4, verse 4, for every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Over and over the Bible says something about thanksgiving. In the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 12, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Read another story. This fellow was at a grocery store. He's getting out of his groceries. Got up, gave the clerk the card, and it was declined. You ever had that experience? And the fellow who was checking out began to take some of his groceries out and said, I'll have to put this one away. I don't have the money. There was a man standing behind. And the man walked over to him and said, son, just leave that in there. And that man paid for that grocery bill. And you know what that man told this other fellow? I know where you've been. I've been there myself. Someone did the same thing for me several years ago. And this is my opportunity to pay it forward. I hope you can do the same someday. You don't ever forget what others do for you. What a tremendous blessing. Do we forget to be thankful? Oh, yes, so often we do. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He's good." In 1 Chronicles 16, verse 8, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Let us all never forget." But rather, yes, sometimes we do. And what should we do? Remember the psalmist in Psalm 79, verse 13, "So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations." In Psalms 107, verses 8 through 9. And Troy's not getting all these verses. I told him I had 50 or more. He likes to count these all up. In Psalms 107, verses 8 and 9, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." Praise God. On Thanksgiving, we're doing what? "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Psalms 34, verse 8. "Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him, for God is good." Sing with me. "God is so good. God so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's so real to me." What did He do? "He saved my soul. He saved my soul. And He made me whole." What will we do? "I praise His name. I praise His name. I praise His name. He's so good to me." What did He do? Matthew 6. "Therefore I say unto you," verses 25 through 34, "take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body that ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" What a question came from the mouth of the Lord. "Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon of all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you?" Who said that? Jesus. "O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all of these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Verse 34, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient of the day is the evil thereof." How many blessings we have, and what God can do for you. In Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." Can you hear? Did you hear what He said? Unto Him, do what? He can do abundantly above everything that you ask or even think. "According to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout ages, world without end. Amen." Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Ah. We got so many blessings. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. We need to be praising God. We got a letter, and on that letter, one of the men that signed it He says, when this life is over, you, O'Neill, are going to receive the ultimate reward in eternity. And thank you, David, supporting. Someone else wrote, thank you for supporting us in our trials. $30,000 sent from the church treasury here to three different churches of Christ for poor saints as a result of the floods. And then about 5,000 was sent individually. They said thanks. God is so good. Priscilla and Aquila, Paul said, I thank God and all the churches because of them. Now be thanks to God, Paul said to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 2:14 through 16. For what should we be thankful? Paul said, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift, the gift that God has given to all of us who are children of His. For every creature of God is good. Nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. How important is thanksgiving? God has told us over and over in Revelation 7, blessing, glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and glory, and power unto Him forever. Amen. Count your blessings. I want to talk about that just a few moments. But before that, Brad's going to lead us in the song. Count your many blessings. I believe it's on page 118. If you want to stand, stand up and let's sing it if you can and would like to. Count your many blessings and let's do it. Thank you, Brad.
When a whole life fills you are tempted, tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings one by one. You for the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the world seem heavy than you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
When you look at others with their eyes and soul, think that Christ has promised you His well and all.
Count your many blessings. Count your blessings, one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
So amid the public, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, striving over all.
Blessings. Eyes to see. Had a lady in Chippewa, Tennessee. She said she was going blind. Later on, she did. Not only that, ears to hear. You ever seen that commercial? A little boy or a little girl that was just, they'd never been able to hear. Finally, the child just lit up with joy when he was able to hear his mother speak. Your mouth, no man in Decatur. Name is, boy, when I think, Don over there. He's had to have so much surgery. Now then, all of his, he can't even speak a single word now. Comes into the store sometimes. Talks, can't talk to me, but as he writes a note to me, he's still thanking God that he's alive. Ability to feed yourself, taste what you eat. Are you counting your blessings? Go with me this afternoon over to the nursing home. I can show you people, they will not be able to even lift the spoon or the fork. Somebody else has to feed them. Your arms or legs, when I got my shoulder hurt, left me permanently. I can attest to something there. Your ability to breathe. Some of our folks are not here today because they can't hardly breathe. And the ability to cry. As we were singing, Count Your Many Blessings, I looked out in the audience. Some of you were crying because you know how good God has been to you. And the ability to lift your hands up. Be able to carry your own food. Somebody else has to carry some people's food. Just so many blessings. Blessings with husbands and wives, the children. Oh, how many you got today? You ought to be filled all afternoon thanking God for blessing after blessing after blessing. All the spiritual blessings. Oh, can you imagine having a loving Father? Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, and Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Having a wonderful Savior who died for you. Romans 5, 8 and 9, Acts 4, 12, Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. The Holy Spirit. John 16, 13, John 14, 26, Acts 2, 38. Giving us the Word. The Bible, the Word of God, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, Hebrews 4, verse 12, the gospel of power of God to save. Romans 1, 16, Mark 16, 15 and 16, and the plan of salvation. Hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized to be saved, as Peter talks about it, 1 Peter 3, 21, and the church, the family of God, 1 Timothy 1, 15. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, Colossians 1, 18, and Acts 2, verse 47. The promise of God that He will be with us in this life. Matthew 11, 28 through 30, and Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And the promise of God to be with us when we die. Psalms 23, 1 through 4, and Psalms 116. Wait on the Lord. Just wait on the Lord and be thankful. My help comes from You, God, because You see the joy that we have produces love that is endless, and we find rest in our souls. No wonder we exclaim, God is so very good. I suggest you this morning, Thanksgiving Day is the day that you can truly give thanks to God. Let us be so convicted. Do everything we possibly can to surely be able to enjoy the blessings of heaven after a while. O'Neill, you're blessed. Each soul, each person. Thankful for brothers and sisters in Christ. If I had time, I could keep on and on. Have we made one impression upon your heart that will help you through this day, this week, to become people that are full of thanksgiving, to give thanks to the God who reigns, who is alive? That's why if you're not a Christian this morning, we trust that you'll turn to Jesus and obey Him. And if you're a child of God and you haven't been faithful, ask God to forgive you. Let us help you and encourage you. Because let us, as God's people, express to our God truly that we are thankful. We're standing to sing the invitation song. If you're subject in any way, won't you come while together we sing.
With the Lord in the light.